This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, January 12th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, an Iranian labor leader is out of prison for now. A huge multinational cement company reneges on its pledge to sign an agreement with two global unions. The U.S. labor movement vows to build a mass movement of workers. And the Labor Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labor. In Iran, independent unions are illegal, and the authorities routinely arrest labor leaders to intimidate them. One of those leaders is Ismail Abdi, the Secretary General of the Iranian Teachers Union. Seemarie Ainsborough reports.
A leader of the teachers union in Iran has been temporarily released from prison, where he has been serving a six-year sentence for advocating respect for workers' rights. Ismail Abdi was originally arrested when he tried to leave Iran to attend the World Congress of Education International in 2015. EI is the global union which represents teachers and other education workers. He was charged with propaganda against the state by calling for better wages and working conditions for teachers in the country. Mr. Abdi was sentenced to imprisonment in the notorious Evin prison. The authorities in Iran consider union activism as a national security offense. Independent unions are not allowed to function, strikers are often arrested, and labor leaders are consistently prosecuted for their activities on behalf of workers. Mr. Abdi has been temporarily released before, only to be sent back to prison a month later. That is why the labor movement, led by Education International, is trying to build support for Mr. Abdi. It has partnered with Amnesty International in calling for the charges against Mr. Abdi to be dropped completely. A petition on behalf of Mr. Abdi can be found on the Amnesty International website at www.amnesty.org.uk. This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
Lafarge Holcim, the largest manufacturer of building materials in the world, has reneged on its promise to sign a global agreement with two global unions. The company, which employs about 90,000 workers worldwide, had agreed to sign the deal with the Global Unions Industrial and the Building and Woodworkers International. A global agreement outlines general principles such as the right of workers to join unions. Volta Sanchez is the General Secretary of Industrial.
We were supposed to sign today the Global Framework Agreement that was agreed upon by Lafarge Holcim in both BWI and Industrial Global Union. But unfortunately, the company just didn't show up. They backed off from their original commitment. After some years of campaigning, we finally engaged in a process of social dialogue with the company. And then in July 2017, they finally agreed in a memorandum of understanding to sign this agreement that we have in hands. But unfortunately, the company broke its promise. And today, we're here to say that, you know, among our affiliates, we are going to start again a campaign against the company because it's unacceptable that not only the company breaks its promise, but refuses a partnership with its employees to improve the quality of employment, which the company is unfortunately not fulfilling.
Brothers and sisters, we are going to turn America right side up with a real working class movement of American workers who stand and fight and win together.
That is Richard Trumka, the president of the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the United States, speaking to a convention of the Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA. He wants the U.S. labor movement to intensify its struggles to include all workers in the country as well as union members.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to tear down the barriers and remove all the boundaries between us, union, non-union. Never heard of unions yet. We're going to reach out to everybody who works for a living, and we're going to build a new working class movement. And we won't let employers or politicians tell us who's in our movement and who's not. Working people will decide who's in our movement. We will. That's our job. That's our responsibility. And we will stand, and we will fight, and we will march, and we will struggle and we will win with every single worker who needs us, because we're the American labor movement. We know solidarity and we won't be denied. We're going to start at the local level, and we'll build to the national level, and we'll keep building for global prosperity and fair trade and good jobs and justice and a sustainable economy here and abroad. You hear me say it, you'll hear me say it again. We're going to get it done, and we will always, always keep reaching and keep fighting. That's the key. That's what we need to bring out the best in our country and in ourselves, to build the future that we know that we can have and must have for each of us and for our kids and grandkids. And we will never, ever give up or back down. And together we will win for our families, for each other, for our future, for our country, standing together, working together, organizing together, voting together, winning together, today, tomorrow, next month, and next year. You see, it's our legacy. It's our time to create the traditions that they talk about in the years. It's our time to take America back for every last child and every last worker. And together, together, that's what we'll do. God bless you.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's just a tiny sample of the stories that appeared on Labor Start since our last report. Our top stories section included links to coverage of the Global Solidarity Campaign in support of locked-out airport workers in Fiji, an attack on independent unions by the official unions affiliated with the Cambodian government, the release of an Iranian trade union activist from prison, and the trial of former Ford Argentina managers who identified union activists for torture and killing by that country's military dictatorship in the 1970s. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Healthcare workers in Antigua and Barbuda walked off the job for a day over what their union called deplorable working conditions. The workers who clean Korean Airlines planes between flights down tools to demand breaks and more reasonable hours of work. Senegalese air traffic controllers walked out to demand better training. The Kazakh miners who had refused to come to the surface ended their strike as they were promised a wage increase, and negotiations began over their other demands. Palm oil harvesters in Honduras struck to back their demand that their employer recognize the union of their choice. Our top working women stories included coverage of the ongoing global hashtag MeToo social media movement, the opening of a resource center for domestic workers, almost all of them migrants, in Singapore, the lack of social supports for women workers in Japan who wish to start a family, and the public apology and compensation given a Canadian firefighter after her 12-year-long struggle to approve active sexual harassment and discrimination at work. The Health and Safety Newswire, we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the Australian Retail Union campaign to put a stop to the harassment of shop workers by customers, the deaths of 10 migrant workers in a fire at a Russian shoe factory, the suffocation deaths of 8 workers at an Indonesian sand quarry, a memorial service for sex workers killed and injured at work in the United States, a safety strike by Argentinian dockers, and a report which concluded that Latin America is the most dangerous continent for journalists. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.